I'm here with Jamie McMahon, Director of Student Affairs on the UNM Gallup campus. Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
We are in an unusual situation with registration now going on for the summer session and I assume the fall session at UNM Gallup.
Yes, correct. Registration for both semesters opened for all students.
But of course, it's a different situation than would have been the case even 3 months ago.
Definitely. It's quite interesting. All of our offices are still available to provide support to students. However, it's all being done through remote service delivery, email, phone, chat services, Zoom and Skype conferences, which is quite unique, especially for our campus. Traditionally, most of the work that we do is in person and face-to-face, and it's going to be, I think, a bit of a transition for staff and students alike.
For returning students, those that already have a Banner ID and Lobo account set up, who are already registered as students, they can register for individual classes online at unm.edu.
Right. They can go to my.unm.edu and access the Lobo web portal, which will direct them to the various registration links and allow them to view the schedule of classes, check their financial aid status, look at their Bursar's account. The important factor for continuing students is to make sure that they don't have any advisement holds or registration holds, which would include Bursar's holds. That might prevent them from being able to register seamlessly.
For those students who may not have ready internet access or might only have a cell phone, maybe not even a smartphone or mobile device, what are the options for access to register for classes?
Unfortunately, right now, those options are quite limited throughout the university system. Several years ago, the university as a whole implemented fully online registration. So for our students with limited connectivity, that might pose a bit of a challenge. For those with smartphones and adequate data plans, all of the registration apps and through LoboWeb are mobile friendly. Unfortunately, for those who do not have that connectivity, they're going to be a little limited in their ability to register right now. We are hopeful, however, that as we move forward in dealing with this pandemic and the various responses, that students will be able to have that connection. And one of the positive sides is while registration is open now, it remains open through the second week of the semester in August for those who are looking at fall registration. For those looking at summer enrollment, they can still call an advisor to find out schedule info. And we may be able to also provide them with a registration form that we might be able to fax to them if they can have access to that type of equipment, which I understand is also limited for a lot of our students who aren't within proximity to certain services or connections.
Has there been any discussion of an option for registering with a live person on a phone?
At this point, there's not, and that's simply due to some of the privacy issues as well as some updated requirements that students need to acknowledge financial responsibility. So the university does still require students to acknowledge their role in registering for classes. We want to make sure that we're not compromising any student information or student accounts and that we're also not erroneously billing students in the event of misregistering. So outside of online acknowledgement or signed registration forms that are received by the student, we do have limited options. However, that might evolve. We are in regular communication with our branch campuses and our Albuquerque campus, as a lot of the mechanisms that we utilize as a branch of the University of New Mexico are established by our Albuquerque campus.
What are the dates for the beginning of the summer semester and the fall semester?
So the summer semester actually starts in June, and the fall semester starts in August. So June 1st is when our summer term begins. Right now, for the summer, just again, out of, taking some precautionary measures, all of our courses for the summer term are offered online. We're not currently scheduling any live classes until we kind of get more information about how this situation unfolds. Our fall semester, however, is slated to begin on August 17th, and that schedule consists of a variety of course delivery methods, live, online, and hybrid.
At least some discussion for this ongoing semester, the spring semester, for those students impacted by the lockdown of campuses and shift to remote instruction and email correspondence, has been that they have been advised that if the remote learning is more challenging for them, that they might consider changing the grade mode to credit non-credit. Is that also something you're recommending as a possible option for those registering for the summer?
At this point, it is definitely encouraged for our students who have been impacted this spring term. For the summer semester, students will have an option to select a credit, no credit grade for their class. However, it'll have to be done at this point within established timeframes. Credit, no credit options are available to students at any point for any semester. For the spring term, part of the response for the university has been changing the process so that students don't have to deal with printing a form and routing it for signatures and uploading it. It's all done directly through email. And we've also extended the standard deadlines that we would normally follow for a change in grade mode. For the summer term, students can refer to their academic calendar. If the university has not issued additional guidance, they would still have the ability to change the grade mode within the predetermined time frame.
With regard to the credit, no credit option, when transcripts are transferred to New Mexico public colleges, I assume that the credit, no credit listing on the transcript, whether it's credit or no credit, would stay as that and not be translated to a passing or failing grade.
Correct. I don't know, how other institutions will receive transcripts. I think that's always a challenge for us in higher ed is it's not easy for us to determine how another institution will evaluate a student's credits or academic history. However, our grades will be transcripted as credit, no credit, and there will be notations made available on the transcript, that state this option was issued due to the response in relation to COVID-19. And, one of the fortunate things in all the research that we've been doing and looking at how institutions across the globe are responding, credit, no credit options are quite common among institutions of higher ed. So it's our belief that most universities are going to have a clear understanding of the situation and take that into account when they're reviewing and evaluating student course history.
I know that decades ago, the policy for many institutions was when they received a transcript from out of state, they automatically translated credit to a C and non-credit to an F, and that showed up on the transcript. Is there any option for just a grading option is credit, no credit, and the student has a no credit, that class can simply be dropped from the transcript when passed along to outside institutions?
That'll have to be something that those other entities determine once that student does apply. if there's any questions that students might have about specific institutions, we recommend that they contact them directly or work with some of our student support staff so that we can also help make that connection and try to troubleshoot and get as much information as we can. Because it's not quite clear right now. There hasn't been any standardized language or guidance issued throughout the higher ed community. So at this point, it is still institutional prerogative on how they're going to review those transcripts. Most institutions do have options, however, for students upon that initial review and evaluation to challenge certain decisions if an institution makes them that a student, you know, isn't in full agreement with, or if there's other circumstances that may present a different outcome. So those are definitely things that we would encourage students to explore as well.
Now, Jamie, for those considering enrolling in UNM or any branch campus, what is the process for a prospective new student to enroll and to begin registering for classes?
New students can apply online, and at UNM Gallup, we're waiving our admissions fee for the summer and fall term, considering everything that's going on. We are also looking at unofficial documents for initial review because we understand that students may be challenged in obtaining official transcripts from either their high school or any other post-secondary institutions they may have attended. So students can apply online, and they can also contact our admissions staff if they need any assistance with that process. It's pretty straightforward. We're currently finalizing some online submission links for students where they can upload an electronic document, whether it be a transcript or a residency packet, should that be required. And that is something that we're working on so that students can even upload pictures if they're unable to get access to a scanner or a fax machine. We do want to make sure that students are sending any documentation either through our secured link on our website or through the Postal Service. Again, just to ensure that we are protecting student data and any personally identifiable information. And that gets the process started. Once we receive an application, we process it as soon as we can, typically within 24 to 48 hours. And then at that point, a student can make an appointment to meet with an academic advisor. Advisory staff are meeting with students, again, virtually through or over the phone. We've got chat services available. They can call and talk to an advisor, set up an email appointment, a Zoom or a Skype appointment as well. At this point, our temporary response is for new students who may not have taken ACT or SAT to provide an unofficial copy of their high school transcript or HiSET or GED scores. And our advisors are using multiple measures for course placement to determine eligibility for English and math registration for new students. Of course, they'll also review any transcripts that a student might have if they've taken dual or concurrent enrollment courses through other post-secondary institutions, or if they've been enrolled as and are coming to our institution as a transfer student. Those are all factors that'll be considered for course placement as well. An advisor will help a student identify the courses that are most appropriate. And if they've not done so already, advisors will help a student create their NetID, which is the account that allows a student access to the UNM portal, their UNM email, and most of the university applications. NetIDs can be established within 24 hours of being admitted, and that can be done online as well. And all of this information we have posted on our UNM Gallup webpage for students to view. And I believe that we've done a really great job in creating some very simple steps for students to follow. Typically, once that process is done, a new student would register for orientation. Right now, we don't have an orientation scheduled until May, and we're in the process of converting that to an online option for students as well. That is not something that we are going to hold to a student if they're not able to complete it online, or if we are, in fact, operating under our full service delivery by May and they're not able to come in and complete that first session. That's not something that we are going to hold against a student or in any way prevent them from registering or attending classes.
And Jamie, could you iterate, share the UNM Gallup website address and some phone numbers for advisement in case someone needs to talk with someone?
Yes, definitely. So the UNM Gallup website is gallup.unm.edu. And when students or any prospective student logs in or gets onto the web page, they'll see within our scrolling banner a link that will direct them to all of the enrollment information and guide them through the process, whether they're a new student, a continuing student, or a transfer student. And that'll provide them all of the info that they need to move through the steps, as well as contact information for specific employees or departments should they want to chat or send an email, or again, look at some of the online forms that we have available. If a student wishes to discuss admissions options or check on their current admissions status, they can do that directly by phoning 505-863-7524. We also have an email address for our admissions office that goes to all of our admissions staff, and that email is gallupadmissions@unm.edu. And on our webpage for admissions, there is a feature that students can chat live with any of our admissions officers. For academic advisement, for students who want to schedule an appointment with an advisor or just have some general questions about their status or anything related specifically to their account if they're continuing, they can contact our offices at 505-863-7706. And on our web page for advisement, we've got specific contact information for each of our student success specialists, as well as an option for students to chat live with any of those staff members as well. And then our financial aid department is available over the phone at 505-863-7663. Again, they can go to our website and see any of the specific contact information for our financial aid officers, and there's a feature that allows students to chat live with any of our staff through that website as well. And lastly, just, you know, part of our transition during this entire situation, like I mentioned earlier, it's been difficult for students, but I want to assure our students it's been equally difficult for our staff as well. And we have really worked hard to provide communication and be consistent, but there were several processes such as form submission or, you know, general contact information that we weren't prepared to provide remotely. So some of these things we're still finalizing, and I hope that within the next 48 hours, we've got everything in place. But one of those things is some departmental email addresses where students don't have to worry about contacting a specific individual or if the phone line is busy. They can email the department, similar to the one that we've got in place for our admissions office. We'll have financial aid and advisement departmental emails ready as soon as we get that process finalized with our Albuquerque IT department, and that'll all be updated on our web pages as well.
Jamie, let me revisit one theme that you were talking about, and that is for new students, let's say students who have a high school diploma or GED, have not had any transcript from post-secondary education, were you suggesting that students would not necessarily have to have ACT or SAT scores?
Correct. UNM Gallup is open admission, so we generally don't require ACT and SAT scores for admissions determinations. We encourage any student who's has taken those exams to make sure that we get official scores delivered to the campus. However, we don't require that for admission. What those scores are key for us in dealing with new students is for course placement. But it is not the only way that we can place a student. So we will be looking. We're not providing any ACCUPLACER testing at this time simply because of our limited operations and campus closure and understanding the challenges that might pose with only requiring remote ACCUPLACER, which is a placement exam for students who have not taken the ACT or SAT. So right now, we are reviewing high school transcripts as well as GED or HISAT scores, and along with multiple measures, including some self-assessments and general advisement discussions to make the best determination for the starting course of, or level, rather, for English and math for those students who are interested in enrolling in those courses. So they do not need to provide or go and worry about taking an ACT or SAT as long as they're providing unofficial transcripts for that initial review. We will be able to work with students and get them placed appropriately.
Jamie, do you have any closing thoughts as we begin to wrap up?
I think I just want to remind our students and our community that this is definitely an unprecedented situation, and the university, like all organizations and industries, has had to respond very quickly. And sometimes it's been difficult not knowing what's ahead, planning for various scenarios. I'm really proud of the UNM Gallup Student Affairs and enrollment staff in meeting this challenge and doing the best that we can to still be available for students. But I also understand the limitations that many of our students face, as you mentioned, with access to technology and equipment. But we are here. We're all in this together. We're all, doing our best. And our staff is here to support students and to help them through this, whether they're current students and trying to figure out how they're going to finish out this semester, or any new students who are interested in joining us for the summer or fall term. I encourage folks to keep checking our website daily, looking for any announcements that might come out, through other media sources regarding information. And for those who aren't able to register this week or next week or even the week after, keep in mind that our focus is on keeping our students, our staff, our communities well and healthy. And we are going to be here when we are all able to leave our homes, when the stay-at-home orders are lifted or lessened. Registration is still going to be open, and we are still going to be available to help students get enrolled in classes when that time comes.
I've been speaking with Jamie McMahon, Director of Student Affairs for the UNM Gallup campus. Jamie, in a nutshell, maybe a short elevator speech, what are your core responsibilities for UNM and the branch campus?
My personal responsibilities, I oversee student affairs, all of our enrollment offices, admissions, financial aid, advisement, pretty much anything that deals with students, student support, student activities, and student access falls under my domain. And the mission of student affairs at our campus is it's one of access. We want to be able to provide support to all students, regardless of their circumstance, to help students achieve the goals that they've identified, whatever those goals may be, and to provide excellent and quality service.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for speaking with me today.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.